Where Teddy looked like they're working around with him again today, because you guys have seen a lot more than we have.
Oh, he's awesome. You know, I think I've said it every time I've been asked about Teddy since the injury. You know, his mindset, his attitude, the way he comes out and works and just brings incredible energy, whether it's, you know, joking around in the locker room or out here on the practice field. He's always just had a great mindset towards his rehab, and you can tell because he's getting better every day.
Kyle, how's it been just watching Dalvin Cook, you know, play and looking at his moves and that kind of stuff?
He's really fun to watch. You can tell why he had so much success at Florida State. He's a special runner, and he's a guy who has great vision and always seems to make the right cut.
Coach Zimmer last week mentioned that he's been texting some of you guys. Have you heard from him directly? And what's the feedback been like?
You know, he's obviously eager to get back, and he's probably already seen three quarters of practice today. And he's the kind of guy that, you know, this is what he lives for, and he can't wait to get back. But, you know, he's checking in with some of the older guys, making sure that although he's not here, we echo things that he's taught us. You know, we've been together for, this is our seventh week, and, you know, we've learned a lot from him over the first 5 weeks while he was here, and he just wants to make sure that we keep reiterating that.
Is it a weird vibe not having him out on the field?
It is weird. I'm used to hearing him, even if he's on the defensive field, yelling at me on the offensive field. So it's weird not having him out here, that's for sure.
With his energy missing, do you as a veteran feel like you need to pick up the pace or carry it forth or just leave that for others?
Yeah, you know, not necessarily the energy, but his message, trying to make sure that everything he's preached to us to this point to make us a better football team in 2017, that if I see something that we're not doing or something that he would want reiterated, making sure that that gets the point across.
In regards to Michael, a lot of people are saying it's such a tough league, mm-hmm. but friendships remain strong, and you can make a big difference in his life right now. He said, I think, that it was a no-brainer that you would take him in and be his friend. How much does that mean to you to hear from him?
Oh, well, he knows. Like I mentioned before you guys got over here, that we're all going to make mistakes. I'm not perfect. He's not perfect. No one is. It's just a matter of what you do. You know, you have to learn your lesson, and you have to realize that we're so fortunate to have these opportunities, and it's called the not for long league for a reason, and you only get so many opportunities, and I think he's realized that, and he gets that, you know, I'm here for him. Anything that he wants, anything that he needs from me as a friend and as a teammate, that I'll provide for him, you know, as long as he's willing to help out with the Twins a little bit, which we're still working on, but no, like, you know, it's, we got the family on lockdown at home, and now I'm kind of able to help Michael out now with his transition here.
He said no diapers, though.
And we're working on that. Although I didn't change a diaper till my first kid, so I told him he can get off the hook.
Awesome.
Yeah, you bet.